tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
While I'm waiting, I will serve you. While I'm waiting. Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I'm so happy to be back here with all of you, and I'm happy that each of you have tuned in today to study God's Word. You know, time is a precious thing. Here today and gone tomorrow. I've been helping my mom these past few weeks, which is why I've been absent. She's getting up there in years, and she had a fall that fractured her back. And so I've been staying up there a little bit of extra time, trying to help ease some of her burden. She lives alone, and she's 83, almost 84. But you know, it really makes you stop and think just how time, life, is so fragile. Sometimes in our busy lives, we want something and we want it now. But when we try to force God's hand, and we think we can do God's job by speeding up the process without Him being a part of this plan, we can really make a mess of things. In the long run, we could destroy our chances or greatly delay what God was planning for us. And so this is what today's message is about. It's about waiting on God. But before we get started, let's bow our head in a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering all of us here today to worship, to honor, and glorify you. Thank you for your word and for helping us to understand it better while getting to know you better as well. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have started a good work in us. We trust in you that you will complete this work in your perfect timing. We often find it so difficult to wait for your perfect timing. We want to rush in ahead of you, and when that happens, we just make a huge mess. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to learn to lean on you and quietly await upon you, knowing that you have scheduled every moment of our entire life. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel, and may the words that come from my mouth be true and what you would want me to say, and not of my own understanding. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you, Hope Show listeners, for joining me in that moment of prayer. So let's get started, shall we? Our key verse for today is Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. And Isaiah 40, 31 is my life verse. And so these verses that I'm about to read and share with you are some of the many, or one of the many favorite verses in the Bible. This is what it says. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Friends, waiting on God may indeed be one of the hardest aspects of a Christian life. Sometimes in life, challenges, trials, hardships, poverty, ill health, and many other things pose as hindrances or limitations to our individual dreams, our vision, our purpose, our goals, family, education, business, and yes, even our happiness. We live in a society of great technology and we all lead busy lives. We want everything quick. We want it fast and in a hurry. Knowledge and communication are just merely a click away. Instant gratification has become an obsession. Patience has become a lost virtue. In this modern world and all of its technology, people just really don't like to wait around. We have lightning-fast internet, high-resolution television, almost instantly downloadable anything you want at your fingertips. We can get in the car, drive to a nearby restaurant, and be back home with dinner in a matter of minutes. Or we can make a phone call, and dinner is delivered right to our door in 20 minutes, and we have to do nothing but make the call and wait. We don't like waiting times on the phone, being placed on hold, or waiting in a doctor's office or at the DMV. We don't like being slowed down by traffic. And I admit, patience is not my strongest virtue either. I myself have gotten used to the faster ways of communication. I admit, Google and Amazon are my good friends. I can find out information anytime I want and at the snap of my fingers. I admit, when I go to my mom's weekly, she doesn't have internet, and I find it mildly irritating. But once I'm there for a few hours, I realize just how wonderful it is to just unplug from everything and enjoy the moment. God is still working on me, and will be until my time here on earth is over. But I must say that he has brought me a long way from where I used to be, and my husband can testify to that. But how many of us are willing to admit that if we cannot have what we want when we want it, we find ourselves getting angry, stressed out, and unhappy, and then sometimes we try to figure it out on our own way? If you've ever made some pretty bad decisions because of your impatience, you are not alone. I will be the first to raise my hand. I've made some pretty poor decisions in my life because I couldn't wait a few more minutes or a few more days, and it rarely turned out well. But through the years, I've gotten a little older and hopefully a little wiser. Time after time, numerous times to count, in every stressful situation, God has always came through for myself and my family when we have waited upon the Lord, and for doing so, we have been blessed in the waiting. It does us absolutely no good, friends, to fret over something that we have no control over. Did you know that taking certain matters into our own hands, instead of waiting upon the Lord, is actually a form of doubt? Somewhere in the back of our mind is the question, will God really come through for me on this? Will my prayers be answered the way that I want them to be? How long will I have to wait? But this mindset shows a lack of faith in our Heavenly Father, in His abilities, and in His promises to us. Does this sound like the way a true believer should think about our Father in heaven? No. I can only imagine how much that must grieve our Father. We aren't the only ones called upon to wait upon the Lord. Many people in the Bible were called to wait upon the Lord. But before we go into that, can anyone tell me, what do you think that it means to wait on the Lord? Have you ever thought about the fact that most of our time here on earth is waiting? Waiting in line somewhere, waiting for a promotion, waiting on a child to be born, waiting in traffic, waiting on the phone, waiting on your turn to use the bathroom to finish getting ready in the morning, waiting for the coffee to brew, waiting for the rain to hold off so that you can mow your grass, waiting for your car to be repaired, waiting on your paycheck, waiting on your spouse or children to get home from school or work, waiting, waiting, waiting. And so this brings me back to the question, do you know what it means to truly wait upon the Lord? On the surface level, waiting on the Lord is quite literally an act of waiting. You may be waiting on an answered prayer, waiting on Him to fulfill one of His promises according to Scripture. But regardless of what it is, there is most generally always a time of literal waiting. Waiting on the Lord to do something that requires patience from us, to allow Him to bring these things to pass in His perfect timing. Why do you think the Bible would teach us something so simple, something that seems so obvious, as that you have to be patient while waiting for someone to do something? Waiting on the Lord is different from waiting on someone else. It requires something deeper from us than mere waiting. It's a different type of waiting. It is to wait, to look for, to hope, and to expect. This is a deeper sense of waiting than simply being patient for an action or a response from your friends, your boss, co-workers, or even loved ones. It is a hope that is rooted in faith that the Lord will come through, believing in something that we can't physically see. I have a little sign that I've posted right next to my bathroom mirror. And so every day when I wake up, I see this. Or any other time that I pass through the bathroom, I see this. And it's a reminder. And I love this verse, this saying, faith is acting like it is so, even when it's not so, so that it might be so, simply because God said so. And I know that I've shared this with you many, many times on the radio show, and I still feel like it's worthy of being shared over and over again because it's so important. There's so much truth in it. And so I'm going to repeat this again, and I want all of you to listen very closely. Faith is acting like it is so, even when it's not so, so that it might be so, simply because God said so. Friends, that's true faith, and that's true hope. In 2 Timothy 3:16-17, the Bible tells us, all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Friends, as I said a few minutes ago, we all face times when we simply just have to wait. These are a few more examples. We sometimes have to wait on a healing or a marriage or another type of relationship to be restored. Wait on our future spouse. Wait for answers. Direction on guidance, a loved one to come to know the Lord, financial breakthroughs, change, fulfillment of a dream, and so on and so forth. Fill in the blank so that it applies to you. Waiting can be extremely difficult, and sometimes it can be the most painful process. And any of you out there that's experienced it, and I'm sure that most of you have, then you understand what I'm saying. We are not alone, though. Those long hours, or those that are long before us, that lived long before us, back in the biblical days, when earth was first formed, They faced the same trials and struggles, even back to the beginning of time. So now let's talk about someone that we are all very familiar with in the Bible. One of the many people in the Bible that had to wait on the Lord. Let's talk about Abraham for a moment. Abraham was waiting for a son, an heir that would make him into a great nation. He had to believe with faith and have hope where there was no hope. The Bible says in Genesis 15, 2 through 6, "But Abraham replied, 'O sovereign Lord, what good are all your blessings when I don't even have a son? Since you've given me no children, Eliezer of Damascus, a servant in my household, will inherit all my wealth. You have given me no descendants of my own, so one of my servants will be my heir.' And then the Lord said to him, 'No, your servant will not be your heir, for you will have a son of your own who will be your heir.' And then the Lord took Abram outside and said to him, 'Look up into the sky and count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have.' And Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. And in Romans 4:18, the Bible tells us, even when there was no reason for hope, Abram kept hoping, believing that he would become the father of many nations. For God had said to him, 'That's how many descendants you will have.' And in Genesis 21:5, the Bible tells us, Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. For this reason, my friends, Abram is considered to be the father of faith. But before we go on to the second half of today's message, I want to stop here for just a brief moment, take a short break, and I hope that all of you will please stay tuned in to the second half. Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. Thank you for staying tuned into the rest of today's message. If you are just tuning in, today's message is about waiting on God. As believers, this is sometimes a very, it's very hard to do sometimes, you know, and it's so very important to our everyday lives. And it doesn't come easy for everybody, especially in the age that we're currently living in. It's all about instant gratification. We all lead busy lives. We don't want to have to wait. Most everything is designed high speed these days. Internet, microwaves, air fryers, pressure cookers, cell phones, television, cars, even shopping. You know, all that the ability to shop online. We don't even have to leave our home. But when it comes to our Heavenly Father, we need to learn the art of waiting. Be in prayer for the Lord to grow some patience in you. But I have to say, be careful with this one. Be prepared that when you ask, you shall receive. I speak from experience. You may find that more aggravations crop up in your life. It's growing pains of those answered prayers. Instead of being angry or upset about it, count it as a blessing that your prayer is being answered, and give it all the praise and the glory to God. He's growing you, just as you asked Him to. It's so worth it though, friends. Don't be afraid to pray for that. Before the break, we were talking about a very well-known man of the Bible, Abraham. There are a lot of people in the Bible that had to wait on God. But this one is the one that God brought to my mind for today's lesson. Abraham was getting up there in his years, beyond the normal years of having children, as well as his wife. Abraham feared that his household servant, Eliezer of Damascus, would be his heir, and he and his wife would be his heir. And he and Sarah didn't have any descendants at that time. But God talked to him and took him outside and asked him, "Look up in the sky. Count the number of stars if you can." God promised him that he would, that would be the number of his descendants. And so Abraham had faith and believed and waited and waited. And sure enough, when he was 100 years old, Isaac was born. And from that, many, many more descendants followed. And so now let's take a look at a few of these verses and see how Abram waited upon the Lord. What his response was while waiting on the Lord. And friends, as I'm running out of time, I don't have time to go through each and every one of these verses as I would like to. But if you would like to jot these verses down on a piece of paper and look them up yourselves and study these verses and find out in detail how Abraham waited and responded to the Lord, then I really encourage you to do so. It would be a great extension to our studies today. And so I'm going to read off these verses to you, or the name of where these verses can be found a few times, so that if you have pen and paper, or if you have to go get some pen and paper, then you won't miss out. So, the first one is Genesis chapters 12 through 21. Genesis chapters 12 through 21, Acts 7, 2 through 8, Acts 7, 2 through 8, Romans 4, 18 to 25. Romans 4, 18 to 25. Galatians 3. Galatians 3. James 2, 21 through 24. James 2, 21 through 24. And last, Hebrews 11, 8 through 19. Hebrews 11, 8 through 19. I hope I haven't gone too fast, but if you didn't get all of those, if you want to wait till later on this afternoon, well, it's afternoon for us, but later on in the day for you, depending upon where you live, once Shaziz puts all these up on the podcast page, you can go back and you can listen and you can get those verses. So anyway, the main theme for these verses is that Abraham believed and he trusted in God. And from there, Abram's wife also trusted in God. Abram believed that God was omnipresent, which means he is everywhere at the same time. Omnipotent, which means having unlimited power, able to do anything at all times. Omnibenevolent, meaning processing perfect or unlimited goodness. And omniscient, meaning all-knowing. He trusted that God was all of these things and that he wanted the very best for everyone. And he had extreme faith in God to complete the work that he started and to keep his promises. Therefore, believing in this with all of his heart and his soul, he waited patiently on God to fulfill the covenant made between them. In Abram being righteous and waiting, as he was called to do, God blessed him and his wife abundantly by making their descendants plentiful, a great nation. The Bible is indeed filled with stories of God's people waiting, whether it's for years, decades, or even generations. God always worked and still does in our waiting. In today's fast-paced society, where waiting is not the strongest virtue, we miss out on a lot of great stuff because we don't want to wait on God. His ways are always perfect. His timing is always perfect. Think of all the times, perhaps, that you have been frustrated and irritated about waiting on something that is so insignificant, like a two-day wait for an Amazon delivery, or a 20-minute wait at the doctor's office, or a 5-minute wait in line at the grocery store. God works in our waiting. Whether you are waiting at a stoplight, waiting for test results, waiting long months being pregnant, waiting for your child to be born, or even waiting on retirement, God is always, always at work. Not just in the end results, but also in the waiting. We must remember God's timing is not our own while we are waiting for something to work out. In Isaiah 55:8, the Bible tells us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." We are called to wait and live by faith. When we wait upon the Lord with a righteous attitude and response, We are trusting Him to tell us what our goals are. We are allowing Him to take charge of the situation. We are saying to Him, God, I trust You. I'm giving this over to You. We are trusting that what He has planned for our life is far greater than anything that we could ever imagine for ourselves. And when we do this, God provides all we need, exactly as we need it, when we need it. We can always find our strength in Him. How many times have we been impatient, diving headfirst into making something happen without putting God first? How well did that turn out for us? I can speak from experience, looking back over my own life. I've often thought that perhaps I want this or I want that for my life. And sometimes I acted upon it without putting God first. And yet other times, I waited patiently. And I can testify that God's way is always the best way. Years later, I look back on some things in my life that I thought that I wanted for my life, and I am so grateful to God that I waited, or that He didn't give me what I wanted. Because I can clearly see that what I thought I wanted, after all, would not have been the best choice for me. God has always blessed me and has always taken care of me, and I am eternally grateful for the awesome God that we serve. God never promised this life would be easy, but there is a purpose in our waiting, friends. There is a purpose in our waiting. And God wants us to become more and more like His Son. And that is part of the purpose for our waiting. He wants us to become more and more like His Son. And He knows that what it will take for each of us to get there. And though life will not always be easy, He promises that He will always be with us and that we can trust Him. And in Deuteronomy 31:6, my friends, He says, He promises that He'll always be with us and that we can always trust Him. He says that in Deuteronomy 31:6. And friends, I don't want to try to make things happen for myself or to get what I want if it's not what Jesus wants. Yes, you can get everything you think you want by trying to do it in your own power. But if you don't have Jesus, it's not the same without Him. But if you do have Jesus, you've got everything you need already. So, let's go ahead and bow our heads in a closing prayer as we wrap up today's message. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for today's message. At times we all feel so weary and tired as we seek to carry out our daily tasks. Help us all, Lord, to step aside from our busy days and just find time to carve out, to spend time simply waiting upon You. You have promised to renew our strength, and that we will mount up with wings as eagles, and that we will not grow weary, and that we shall walk and not grow faint. Too often, Father, we try to do things in our own strength, and we do grow weary. And then it occurs to us that we need to step back and let You be in charge. We need to abide in You and trust in You. We need to cast all our cares upon You. Father, teach us to truly abide in You and to learn to wait on You And let that be our first option in our mind instead of our last resort. Father, grow in us patience. Moment by moment, we will trust in you, have faith in you, and wait patiently upon you in your perfect timing. And in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, amen. I want to thank all of you again for tuning in with me today. I love you all. All of you are very dear friends. I think about you and pray for all of you all the time. May God bless each and every one of you and keep a hedge of protection around you and your families. And until we meet again, next Saturday, same time, same place, have an amazing week, my friends.
Still and know that you are God. Come on, let's wait upon the Lord. He will renew our strength. We just wait upon the Lord. He will renew our strength. That's it, sing it again. Come on, let's wait upon the Lord. He will renew. We just wait upon the Lord. He will renew our strength. Come on, let's wait upon the Lord. Yeah. He will renew our strength. speak.